Winston Peters is our Foreign Affairs Minister, New Zealand First Leader and Deputy Prime Minister. He's with us today. Te rangatira te tenaku, Winston.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having a cordial this morning. Let's go first to New Caledonia. Obviously, concerning issues here, but there does appear to be unrest in our Pacifica region. I know you've been working hard to relocate New Zealanders caught up in that fracas in New Caledonia, but what other thoughts would you have about what is happening in the sort of political tensions that are playing out in one of our neighbouring lands?
The problem is now that we've all got our views, and perhaps from the outside we've all got a suggestion, but I think at this point in time it doesn't help, because what we've got to do is stabilise the circumstance and bring peace there as soon as possible, and then with clear heads and a bit of wisdom start sorting out the future. Now, whatever that future might be, the major thing that we've got to do is get people repatriated who want to leave. And there are still hundreds, including others who are asking us from, you know, companies like, dare I say, Japan, Tonga, Fiji, and we've got to do our best to help them out, and we're doing that. But here we are, we've got Macron going there. As a consequence, we don't think we're going to make it today because of the potential for unrest when he arrives. There may be a lot of other reasons, but I do not think we're going to be able to get a plane out today.
Our relationship with France, you might touch on, and how or what do you think the people of New Caledonia, including the Kanak population, are expecting as far as tautoko support from our country?
Well, again, they're looking for not just New Zealand, but they're looking for the Pacific Islands Forum that has yet to meet on this matter to perhaps state their view. The difficulty is that we're not having the Pacific Islands Forum until August in Tonga, so it's too far away for it to be of help to us now. But there is potential for a cut down on emergencies set of representations or set of representational interests to talk about this issue now. When you say what they're looking for, it depends who you're talking to in New Caledonia. The Kanak movement is not utterly united, but they themselves actually call for calm and peace as well just the other day. So I think there's a beginning to understand this could be and has already cost far too much to their economy.
Can we talk for a moment about the coalition government? And I guess it's too, because you pushed for this, a boost to the I Am Hope Foundation. We know Mike King's work over the years, but the organisation that really is behind all of that, I Am Hope, has got a significant boost. Obviously, there's some support in here from New Zealand First. Can you explain why you think his approach is solid and deserves support?
Well, I observed what they were doing, and every cent that they were raising from charitable donations was going towards the treatment and counselling of young people who needed the help right then, right now, before they deteriorated into something worse. Every cent of it was going there. And then I looked at $1.9 billion given by the former Labor government to the mental health course, so to speak, and they ended up with five hospital beds. They lost, virtually through the ground, so to speak, $800 million. This is colossal, bad policy. And so we said, we're going to start looking at those who are at the coalface, so to speak, who are practical in their approach and who can deliver the services we need. And this money is going to take their delivery way beyond 15,000 people, young people, so to speak, and they will do it at an enormously economical cost. Here's the point. Not one cent of this money yesterday is going to go to anybody's salary. No, that'll come from the charitable donations on top of this, but every cent will go towards counselling, so to speak, and the delivery of services. And I would have thought that there would have been a tremendous applause for this move, and support for that, him and people like him, a long, long time ago. He started this really cause 16 years ago. And they were trying to, as he said yesterday, 16 years is a long time for an overnight sensation, isn't it? And he's utterly right.
Tēnā koe, this was a, this was a bottom line when you went into your coalition discussions. Obviously, yeah. You've championed the service and the organisation. Some are a bit anxious because Mike's Foundation deals predominantly with rangatahi, and yet those who sadly are emotionally stressed and taking their own lives too include middle-aged men, including middle-aged Māori men and beyond. So this is targeting young people. Is there more needed to take in the wider population?
Yes, of course there's more needed. You're asking a good question, but he was focused on 5 to 25, you know, that age group, and he's got the counselling for that age group, and the service has done, you know, highly, highly credible job. But if you say, do other people need counselling? Of course they do, and that's one of the problems with the current system that was set up, that we inherited. It was utterly impractical. Did anybody think that 1.9 billion fed that way would have any effect? And then just to make sure it was ridiculous in terms of aspiration and ambition, they said they wanted zero suicides at the very same time that they were having assisted death going through Parliament by way of a referendum. You get my point here? It's so impractical. They said they wanted zero deaths on the road. Now, this is aspirational stuff that's disconnected from reality. It's got to stop. Stop people treating people like they're stupid. So basically, no, I'm delighted that Mike Kings and his team now will be able to double the people they are serving and are contacting and helping out.
Tēnā koe, always need having a cordial. Thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with us every now and then. Mauri ora.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. 7:53, and that was when.